So here's what a lot of people don't understand, and this is messes them up. They don't understand that truth is encoded in reality. Not only is truth in the Bible, it's in reality, because His word is forever settled in heaven. He spoke it all into existence. So everything in front of you has the truth encoded in it. Even the heavens declare the glory of God. The problem is, without the Bible, you can't decode it. When I asked God what was going on, He said, "It's right in front of you." I thought, what does that mean? It took me a long time to see it. And what He meant was, the truth is right in front of you. You're in a holographic 3D version of the Bible. It's a projection. God's word is forever settled in heaven. When you look at a pole, a tree, it's upright. It's tree, true, faithful, faith. So that not only is the truth encoded in the creation, because in the beginning God created heaven and earth. So the truth has to be encoded everywhere. The whole earth will be filled with the glory of God, which it already is now. But just not everybody's aware of it. This is how people invent stuff. The seasons have the truth encoded in it. Everything has the truth encoded in it. But you have to go back to the Bible to compare creation with the Bible to be able to see it in creation. Creation is from the Creator. And if it's a creation from the Creator, and the Creator is truth, then the creation points back to the truth, because He created from His own hands, His own mouth. He spoke it all into existence. God created heaven and earth. Don't you know that the truth is encoded in heaven? And if the truth is encoded in heaven, the truth is encoded down here. When you walk, you take a step. That's why it's called walking in the Spirit. You put one foot in front of the other one. You want to do something in life? Find the root overarching truth and just do it. You reap what you sow. You bend over, you put the seed in the ground. The man puts the seed in the woman. The farmer puts the seed in the ground. You put the seed in a stalk and it grows. You put the seed of words out there and somebody hears them and they get birthed. The seed of the word of God. So the problem with most people is they can't accept. This is the problem. They're not willing to accept that not only is the truth encoded in the Word, in the Bible, but the truth is encoded in creation. The truth is encoded in etymology. The truth is encoded in the colors and the shapes and the symbols and the phonics and the sounds. They can't accept that the truth is encoded in everything. And that's what holds them back.